It's been a while.
It has, but when was the last time we talked to Danger Scene?
I'll have to look it up, but I feel like maybe last summer.
Yeah, it's been a while. All right, well, on the phone with us right now, Michael from Danger Scene. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're good. How are you doing today?
I am doing awesome.
You know what? I believe you.
I paused because I thought he would
be. That's all you have to say.
I thought he was going to fill in with, like, I'm doing awesome because just got up, had breakfast, coffee, talking to you guys. I was leaving you a space for that.
Oh, I mean, I don't drink coffee. I know that's terrible, but I leave that to Matthew. He loves his morning coffee.
Well, if you don't drink coffee, what do you drink?
Just orange juice, milk, you know, regular breakfast things. I'm not that weird.
Orange juice, like, honestly, the idea of orange juice with breakfast makes me want to go to sleep.
Really?
Oh, yeah, because it's
too comforting? Is that it?
I feel like
it's too healthy for you.
Too homey?
I just feel like it's a cup of, it's just a cup of sugar.
Okay, I can understand that.
No, and I don't put sugar in my coffee, just creamer, but I put enough creamer in there that it's loaded with sugar.
It's probably
that it doesn't
the same
matter.
Thing. Yeah. At least with orange juice, you're getting some vitamin C, which I don't think your creamer's giving you.
Exactly. I'm probably not going to get any vitamins or anything else the rest of the day, so I'm trying to get that covered at breakfast.
Okay, so no coffee. Do you drink soda?
Yeah, I know. Okay. I do a lot. It's terrible.
Now, Michael, that's giving you some vitamins, I'm sure, too.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I'm going to say all those great flavors, and, like, I drink Code Red, which is probably, like, the worst one.
Oh, dude.
I never grew up, apparently.
Code Red is so good, though. Isn't it?
It is. It's so good. We have our tour food. So anytime we're on tour and we just decide that we need, you know, a snack or something, tour food is Code Red and nacho cheese Doritos, which is like the worst food you can ever eat.
No, it's
but
not.
Together, it really is though. So that's like tour food. That's like stopping at a gas station and just getting something.
That's it. Obi doesn't want you to apologize because you're coming at that like you're wrong.
Yeah, no, I don't like I don't like the tone that's going on here.
I already realize that I make bad decisions when it comes to food. So this is more about me.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? I think you should embrace it.
Yeah,
I think
you know, you should go all out. That way, next time people go to a Danger Scene show, maybe if you're known enough for this sort of thing, then, you know, they just come and you accept Code Red as payments and Doritos
well,
and all that.
I always do. Yeah, I'm not going to turn that down. Like, if you bring me soda or, like, chips or something, I'm going to be a happy guy.
That's a kind donation from a fan.
Come on.
Yeah.
All right, so we're talking to Michael from Danger Scene. Before we go any farther, I got to check in about one more thing. I was checking in on you guys on Twitter, and I saw that Friday night you were watching curling.
Yeah. Is that what you want to talk about?
Yeah, it
well,
is, actually.
That's important, so
I
yes.
Mean, we can talk about band stuff, but, like,
I think out of anything, talking about curling is probably the best, like, conversation anyways.
Well, okay, for those of you who don't know, curling is where they push that thing on the ice.
Sweep the stuff. It's a broom.
Yeah, and someone
sweeps
the ice.
A big sort of, it looks like a smooth rock or something, and you just put it in the spot
I'm pretty
in
sure,
the middle.
I'm pretty sure it's called a stone.
A stone, yes. There we go.
Yeah,
well, I mean,
I could be wrong.
You would know, though, because you're the curling watcher.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called Curling Night in America. I don't know why I watched it, and I don't know why I continue to watch it, but I do, and it's kind of exciting because it's probably one of the more boring sports.
Yes, it is.
And I call it a sport because it actually takes a lot of, I'm sure it's a lot harder than it looks, but yet these people get so into it. They're like, ball, ball, and they're just yelling in this on this ice, and it's really fun to watch. I don't know why.
So curling, you call it a curling night in America. Is that like on once a year, or is it a weekly thing, or what channel was that on?
I think it's like on NBC, like sports or something, and it's at, you know, it's like at midnight or something. Like, it's super late, which is the time I'm watching, like, sports on TV. So I just went from watching curling in America to, like, SportsCenter and then back and forth. Like, that's my life sometimes.
Well, I got to tell you what, like, if we're taking a look at what ESPN is offering versus NBC Sports.
Well, it has a need for filler, apparently.
NBC Sports is having a rough night, I'm
saying.
That's
probably some sort of deal they have with, like, the Canadian version of NBC where they're required to, you know, give give something.
Yeah.
That's probably true.
I will say, don't knock it until you watch it, but it's probably not for everyone.
Okay. I can, you know what? I can accept that.
Well, one of our DJs here, he actually went because we had a...
That's right!
There's curling leagues, I think, in different cities. And so he went and tried one night and it looked like he had fun, so...
Yeah, I would love to try it, but I also really hate cold and it's on ice, so that just doesn't really mix for me.
Maybe it's not your thing. Stick to Code Red and Doritos, you're fine. And music.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at a couple of those things.
Yeah.
So we'll stick with that.
Okay. All right. Well, we're talking to Michael from Danger Scene. You're in a band, or so I understand. So you guys have been working on an EP, right?
Yeah. We've been working with Josiah Prince from Disciple.
Yeah.
He produced our last EP, and we absolutely love working with him. It's just a natural thing, like when we go into the studio and the ideas that bounce back and forth are just fantastic. So we decided to work with him again, and we just finished up we had about four songs that we decided that we wanted to do. And so we just finished that up last Thursday. So it's done. It's just, you know, getting polished, and hopefully he's making me sound nice and and good. And Matthew did his job fine, so it's just up to him. But
mostly we're worried about your part of it.
Yeah, because, like, Matthew's a really good drummer, and I'm, like, a decent singer. So he has to, like, you know, polish it up a little. I'm just kidding. I'm all right. But yeah, I was really, really, really excited about the music we've been writing. I think every band, like, whenever they come out with new music, they're always like, yeah, this stuff is so much better than our last stuff. But I actually really, really believe that. I think we're growing as musicians, and we're kind of finding our sound a little bit better, which I think is really cool.
Right on. I'm excited. We really like I Want to Be Famous. We've just started playing that, and we've been loving it.
Awesome. We're so blessed to have you guys playing that, you know, for, you know, a very independent artist. That's something we really, really appreciate, and can't thank you guys enough for that.
Right on. Well,
we can't help support a band that obviously loves the things we love, curling.
curling and Code Red.
Doritos. Really, we're like family, so.
Yeah, it's like, how can you not root for that?
I know. That's it. That's the whole reason why. So.
I do find
it funny, the brand new song from Danger Scene, I Want to Be Famous, that started in rotation where you can vote for it and request it last Friday. Last Friday was when they were watching curling, so it all worked out perfectly.
It's the way it was meant to be.
Yeah.
Perfect day to start.
All right. Well, Michael, hang on for us just one second. Michael from Danger Scene, new EP in the works.
I would stay up to date through their Facebook page. That way
you can find
out all the details. And, of course, Twitter as well, which you can find through radio.com to access their links.
Yeah, at Danger Scene Band. And you can see them watching curling. Good times.
Yes, it's wonderful.